They came from far and near, young and old, many wearing traditional and ceremonial garments to participate in the annual Areito, the celebration of the people. This young woman named Julie did not always know her native roots.
We are, the way I understand it, extinct, but yet we are alive. My parents are Boricua, which is Puerto Rico. My grandfather is Taino, and my mother, part. I've been trying to find out a missing part of my life, and I've been trying to find a Taino tribe.
I'm not sure what he's doing there. He's blowing some sort of a conch or shell. It's the calling of the people.
I'm not sure. I am going to learn about the culture myself.
The Taino people were the inhabitants of the Caribbean when Columbus arrived in 1492. After the ceremony of the smudging of the four directions, Jose Borriwesh, chief of the Taino nation, sat with me and spoke about the history of his people.
We had an awakening back in 1992. That's when we restored the nation. Now, we come from an area where the Spaniards first came. The invaders came in 1492. On the second trip, they came to Boriquen, which is known as Puerto Rico today. The atrocities committed were despicable. Women, children, old people were killed, maimed. The first law instituted in Quisqueya, every 3 months, from age 14 to the oldest, they had to produce a little cup of gold. If at the third month you did not produce the cup of gold, your right hand would be severed.
Columbus was directly involved in this?
Yes, he was the first governor of the island. And many of our people died, as you know, they bled to death. The men that Columbus left on his first trip raped, sacked, destroyed villages. One of our people, Cacique Caunabó, heard of this and he destroyed the fortress of La Navidad with all the Spaniards in it. He burned it down. And then when Columbus arrived, the reprisals started.
How did you discover all this information?
In our families, especially the people in the country folk, the mountain people, we kept a lot of the traditions and we were always told who we were. A lot of people hushed the truth. They used to make fun of you. A lot of our people just kept to themselves.
Waves of immigration transformed the Caribbeans. It long seemed that the Tainos were extinct. Chief Borriwesh says nothing is further from the truth.
The only sector of our people that has been recognized by a government are the Cuban Tainos in eastern Cuba. And to this day, they still do the planting by the waning moon, the cassava, the beans, the squash, still done in the old way. A lot of people did not know their roots. And they were interested in finding their roots. People are becoming more conscious. Because of a DNA study in Puerto Rico, almost 62% of the population has Taino genes. It has brought them to the realization that what we were being fed in school is not the same thing that now they're telling us through research.
The Taino people, Chief Borriwesh continues, is taking its place among the indigenous nation of the world who claim a special role in helping humanity face an increasingly troubled future.
In the United Nations, there is a contingent of people from different tribes trying to let people that rule other countries and rule the world know what the consequences are of the misuse of Mother Earth.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.